plate a potential nugget.
And moving on, Sally, you talk about women struggling with accepting credit when somebody compliments them on a good performance. And I specifically love the insight you share from Marshall, where he says, just say thank you and put a full stop and say nothing more. And I found that so simple yet, so hard. And you go on to say that the cost of claiming recognition rises significantly as you move through the ranks. And once again, when I shared this question with a few women leaders, one of them came back and said, how much of this accepting credit challenge is housed in a wider prevalence of the imposter syndrome among women? And how does one go after the root cause? So could you talk a little bit about this notion of accepting credit and how that shows up with women?
Yes, I do think that the woman you spoke with was really very correct in locating some of this in the imposter syndrome. That when you don't really, when you have some reservations about how much you fit in or how much you belong, then when you receive a compliment about how you did something very, really made a real contribution, that you're more likely to say, oh, no, it wasn't me, or, my team is great. I was just doing my job, or something like that, rather than, as Marshall said, just a simple thank you. I appreciate that. So I think that the imposter syndrome does certainly play a role. Other things play a role as well. I think that women are often raised to be, modest and humble, and those are good qualities. I'm not saying they're not. They're very, very good qualities. But when they manifest as a kind of false modesty and an inability to accept a well-meant compliment, they don't do anybody a favor. Why contradict someone who says something nice to you? It doesn't really seem like, a terrific idea. So I think that is often at play as well.
And could you bring that to life, Sally, this point around just thank you and nothing more? You shared a couple of examples in the book where there's a temptation to sort of maybe downplay the accomplishment or to sort of deflect. Could you maybe bring it to life with a couple of examples for the listeners to relate to?
Oh, certainly. I mean, where I see it most often is, where somebody will say, oh, really did a great job on that. Well, it was my team. Okay. Yes, it was your team. And then you'll talk to the woman and say, why did you say that? She'll say, well, it was the team. We work as a team. Yes, but it's not an either or. It is not an either or. You always can say, thank you. I had an excellent team. This is what I contributed. That is a very important thing to be able to say, because every one of us needs to get visibility for our achievements. In my experience, great careers are built on three legs: visibility, connections, and expertise. And we always need to keep those balanced. So we want to create a situation where we are comfortable claiming and accepting visibility for what we've contributed, and recognizing that that does not necessarily take it away from other people, but it's something we can share, but we want to be clear about what our role is, or we will get lost in the shuffle.
I've noticed that we in general are very poor when it comes to both giving and receiving feedback. How to give positive feedback is possibly a topic for a different conversation. But the notion of accepting positive feedback is an interesting one. In the book, Sally speaks about a simple suggestion from Marshall Goldsmith, where we say thank you and not a word more. Very often, we end up filling the silence with all kinds of commentary that dilutes the moment and also significantly dilutes how people perceive our presence and capabilities. Being comfortable with the silence that ensues after you say thank you, and resisting the temptation to fill it with some commentary that might end up being dilutive, is something for all of us to reflect on when we tackle feedback. Thank you for listening. If this topic is of interest, you might like the curated playlist on women leadership that has insights from several women leaders and what it takes to unlock the potential of women at the workplace. please go to playtopotential.com, go to the tab Curated Playlists, and look up Women Leadership.